Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I have the right to remain silent, but I'm going to give you the reasoning that went on here, and especially this week, because we got the emails from corporate, and I have to take all this testing.
I just called our friends Troopers Peter and Petrosky. They're on standby in the parking lot.
Let them know they need to be out there with the taser
the
and
dogs,
everything.
The guns, the taser.
What everything you guys have on you. And just beat them to a pulp. So yesterday I'm walking through, and you know how occasionally people borrow things from work and take them from, but that's stealing. That's considered
that
stealing.
Is stealing.
We used to have a guy years ago at a company I worked at would steal actual rolls and rolls of toilet paper.
So ridiculous.
Which right now would make sense the way things are going on. So the whole coronavirus thing, you know, there's so much hype around it, everything going on. But I've tried to buy hand sanitizer from place to place. And I noticed we have it back in the studio here. And I was thinking, if I have like a small container, I get put it in there and take it with me. Well, that's because you have a whole pantry full.
Yeah.
But I didn't do that. I just want to let you know. However, what I did do is walking back to our engineering department yesterday, and as I'm walking through an area, Nikki knows the area where you used to sit, as a matter of fact.
My old desk.
Yeah, right in front of your old desk was it's a little thing of hand sanitizer. I got it here.
No.
Nikki, was this yours?
No, you're not allowed to take that.
At any time, was that yours?
No, it wasn't mine. It was pre-me.
Mine now, then.
No, that's company property. You're not allowed to take that.
How do you know it wasn't property of the person that was there before me?
Yeah.
Well, either way.
We got to take fingerprints now.
So yesterday, company property.
I do it. And then you know how our engineers are, a little quirky, a little funny. Yeah. You always play in practical jokes.
Quirky's the word, yeah.
So right away, I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, all right, there's a camera somewhere, because they're waiting to see who's going to pick it up. So I left it yesterday, and I walked back to now before we talked, and I said, it's still back there. So I had to bring it in so I could explain to you.
Here's my question, though. Have you actually checked a Walmart, a Target, any local store?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't have hand sanitizer?
They don't, no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
They're completely sold out, like empty shelves?
Yeah. Like even the known name brands.
Yeah.
There's like nothing.
Really?
Yeah. No,
I know
most places
place
are sold out.
That has it, but they're hiding it in case they need it.
That's Jesse's house. It's in the pantry in Minooka.
And that's a gas station in Nanticoke.
They also say that it doesn't even work as well as just wash your hands.
Why do I wash my hands a lot?
That's what I was thinking.
The hand sanitizer, like my hands are so dry now from using.
Me too. My skin is practically peeling off of my knuckles.
I had something against it. Now, I bought my hand sanitizer in my car before the coronavirus.
You might have wiped down the inside of your car while you're at it. Kill anything in there.
I gave in to my husband, who's like, the flu, you better wash your hands, the flu. So I put one of these things in my purse.
You better wash your hands, the flu.
But, Doc, I can sell you some in the parking lot.
Well, no, I just stole it off your old desk. Obviously, it's not yours. But I'm not taking it home. I'm going to use it here. So it's not really stealing.
Yeah, but here's my other thought, too. So you squirt
whose hands touch that?
Yeah, you squirt that in your hand. Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.